Joining me today on CFBS Radio is the warden of the MRC du Golfe de Saint-Laurent, Mr. Randy Jones. Also, Wanda Beaudoin, mayor of the municipality of Blanc-Sablanc. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Abigail.
So there is a lot of new developments since the press brief yesterday afternoon with the government of Newfoundland and Labrador regarding COVID-19. I think it brought more questions than it gave answers. Could you, Randy, speak first on what you took away from watching the press brief yesterday afternoon?
Well, to be quite honest, I think that there was nobody more surprised than what we are when you asked the question and was answered that they had not seen the letter or the request that we had made. And we had confirmation, four of the people that we had sent this letter to had received it, because we did have the confirmation saying that the letter that was sent to Dr. Fitzgerald and the Premier, Miss Dempster and Chad Leto, was received and opened. That was 7 days ago.
That's very interesting.
Yep. And maybe, you know, without trying to lay blame, or this is not a blame game, I guess that with all what's going on, the minister is very occupied also with the COVID-19. And I guess it would be somebody in her office that probably misplaced it or overlooked it, and she did not receive the request. But to let our people know that the request was made and we had confirmation, in fact, I sent it to you yesterday, Abigail, and to a couple other people that was on the demonstration line in Blanc-Sablanc to see if we could get access to Newfoundland Island.
And so, may I ask, after this, what had taken place yesterday when you saw, okay, it's not even being reviewed currently by Dr. Fitzgerald? What steps did you decide to take next?
Following that press conference, myself and Randy spoke. Randy reached out to Émilie Paquette, who is the political attaché of Jonathan Julien, who is the Minister of Regions, because we felt right now we went as far as we could go as municipality and MRC to push this file. So we felt that in order to move this any further, we needed our allies in the Quebec government to support us and push this for us right now, because our level of authority is limited as mayors and as wardens. So we had a meeting yesterday afternoon with Émilie Paquette, which was an excellent meeting. She had told us that she also reached out to the attaché politique in the bureau of Mr. Legault and also with public health. They were meeting and they were taking on our request and pushing this dossier up the ladder so that both governments, the government of Quebec, can meet with the government of Newfoundland to look at this file as two entities together at the same level. So for us, that was great because they took the responsibility to carry our needs at that level, and we think that's the only way that the issue would get resolved now is through the both governments. So following that meeting, myself and I think you too, Randy, were pretty pleased with the outcome. Eh?
Oh, yeah. I think that Mrs. Paquette did her work. She contacted the health department. She also contacted the minister that was responsible for negotiating the agreement with Prince Edward Island and Madeline Islands, and also to the premier's office at a very high level. So that, I think, is well on its way. And today I received a letter from our public health doctor who we asked 2 weeks ago now to help us with a plan or complimentary letter to the fact that, you know, we didn't have no COVID. The request was transferred to Quebec for access to Newfoundland, and there's meetings planned between public health of both provinces.
That's big news to have both government levels on each side for both provinces to sit down and have a discussion about this.
Yes. And, you know, Abigail, the other thing that I found, and perhaps I don't read things right, but I've seen the announcement that was made for the Labrador and Quebec and Newfoundland with regards to access. And my understanding of what I read is that we'd already have access to it. Maybe I'm misreading it,
I think there was more questions actually drawn from yesterday's press brief, because it was actually mentioned too that we have access only to Labrador South. So I think that was confusing for many people as well.
The press release, I'm going to say, like Randy said, is a bit confusing, so it lets us interpret the information.
Mm-hmm.
However, at the press conference yesterday, it was pretty clear what was said, that right now we do not have access to Newfoundland Island. And I just want to let people know, too, I've been receiving calls in my office as well, because when they talked about Labrador or South, people are questioning, what does that mean? Do we have access just to Red Bay? Can we go to Labrador City?
Mm-hmm.
So I've sent an email yesterday to Lisa Dempster, because to me this is confusing too. We need this clarified so we can give the right information to the population. Because for me, that here, with the information shared yesterday, made me a little bit more confused too. So I think it's important to go get the accurate information so it could be shared as well.